Podcast.
Hello, people of Earth. How are you?
50th episode of the show.
James, it's the 50th episode extravaganza.
Yeah, we have something that we're going to do. We've been planning to do for a while. It's not a huge thing, but yeah, for 50th episode, should we tell them?
Can you believe we've been going for 50 episodes?
Yeah.
Almost a whole year.
Uh-huh.
It is a year, right?
I think.
When was our first episode released to the public?
Let's see. We have it pulled up.
So. I bet you I have it right here.
Does it say anywhere?
I'm looking for it right now. June 6th, 2020, episode 1.
And it is now...
May 30th, 2021. So we're 1 week away from 1 year, and we're right on our 50th episode.
Oh, so the 51st episode is going to be the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. So what's on the plan for the 50th episode extravaganza, James? What are we doing?
We are reviewing our first episode and then also trying some new waters that are also trash waters. But
I'll tell you what, I'm really thirsty. So before we get into the reviewing episode number one and how much cringing we're going to have to do listening to our first ever episode broadcasting, which water would you like to drink while we get started here?
Can we please... I normally like to get the worst one out of the way.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want it the taste to be tinted, so can we do the Voss Sparkling?
Voss Sparkling coming up.
So that's the best water that we have on this lineup today. All the other ones are not that great.
James, have we reviewed Voss Sparkling in the past? We have, right?
No, we've done Voss Still.
We've never reviewed Voss Sparkling?
Nope.
So this is a first time, which means what?
Along with all the other waters on this episode, a
new water alert, new water alert, new water alert, new water alert.
All right. You know, I may have been wrong. I'm not sure, but regardless, we definitely have new water alerts on today's podcast.
We sure do.
I think this is the first, though.
So, what do you think about the packaging of Voss? Because it's pretty unique.
I really like how it looks. It is a pain in the butt to get open.
So, it looks like a test tube or something, right? Like, it's not like a traditional bottle. It's more like a cylinder.
Yeah.
Can I help you with that?
Yeah, I cannot get this open. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Nice bubbles right off the bat.
Yeah. All right. So, let's try this.
Some for me, some for you.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good water. If I do say so myself, it's not bad. What do you think, James?
Yeah, I think it's a really, really nice water.
So what can you tell us about Voss?
I don't think it's that great, but here, let me.
What can you tell us about Voss, its origin?
Okay, so what I get is, like, hints. I get, like, an icy taste. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It, like, if you taste ice, you can tell that it's different from how water tastes. And I'm getting, like, an icy taste from this. Okay. I'm also getting acidity from it. And the bubbles are... They're pretty light.
The bubbles are light, a little one note. I'm not that big on the actual carbonation in this water, but the minerality is coming through for me.
I'm not a huge fan of this water. I like their packaging. But here it says, typical mineral content in milligrams per liter, calcium 5, magnesium 1, potassium 0, chloride 12, and TDS is 290. So it's a pretty low... TDS.
And where does this water come from?
Norway.
From it Norway, okay.
Comes from Norway.
When you see somebody walking around holding a bottle of Voss water, what do you think about them?
I think they have, I think they have mediocre taste in water, but they want to look fancy.
I would agree with you. I think it's very much a lifestyle brand. People that want to look kind of higher end on their water, and it's pretty good. It's not bad. You can do worse.
Uh-huh. And we're definitely going to on this podcast.
And what is your bottle cap rating, sir?
I'm going to give it a 6.5 out of 10.
6.5 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Voss Sparkling for me, little one note. It's okay. 7 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right.
So the meat and potatoes of our 50th episode means rehashing, revisiting, and dissecting episode number one.
Yeah, and speaking of meat and potatoes, we're having a really good barbecue right now for Memorial Day.
Yeah,
right?
What are we making?
Morcilla, which is blood sausage, and then also a big tomahawk steak.
Tomahawk ribeye.
Yum, yum,
it's going to be
yum,
dope.
Yum.
You ready to hear this?
You
tell me when to stop, okay?
Okay.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is our critique, our review of episode number one of the Bubbles podcast from June 6, 2020, and here we go.
Stop. Stop, stop. No intro.
No intro.
No intro. You know why? We had the intro since day one. We didn't know how to put it in.
We didn't know how to work the Anchor, our podcast app.
Yeah, we didn't know how to put it in.
We were figuring it out. I think we did a promo, a little promo for the show, and then we just started episode one.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Cheers, James.
Cheers, Dad.
So this is Bubbles.
Yeah, this is Bubbles.
So this is our first episode of Bubbles.
I don't want to, okay, I'm not going to keep pausing it constantly, but I just want to say the audio quality is so harsh and there's so much background noise.
Yeah. So this was in our old podcast studio.
Yeah.
And we didn't have this setup of the nice microphone and the laptop and all of that back then. We were just recording directly off of an iPhone and probably an older one.
Yeah. And we, an old one. It was the iPhone SE, the first generation. It was not the best audio quality. And then also on top of that, we didn't seem to care about background noise.
Well, we've come a long way. I think we still have a ways to go on our audio quality, but yep, it's certainly much improved.
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Yep.
Of Bubbles. I'm so excited to be drinking some
Topo Chico
with you.
Woo!
Mm. So just for the listeners that are all going to be new because it's our first episode, we started this podcast because we really like to drink carbonated beverages, but especially healthy carbonated beverages.
Like water.
Water. Carbonated water.
Yeah.
My favorite brand is Topo Chico. I think you too? Yeah?
Yeah, mine too. San Pellegrino is a pretty close competitor for me, but ooh, you love Topo.
So we're going to get into a lot of topics, but
pause.
You know.
Okay. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah, you're not on San Pellegrino number two anymore?
San Pellegrino is definitely not number two anymore. But at the time, I did like San Pellegrino.
And Topo Chico's still up there on your list.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, of course. It's a night. It's so refreshing, and it has, like, the perfect carbonation. I just really like it.
But, you know, one thing that I was thinking about, some of the stuff we could get into on the podcast, you know, what do they call carbonated water or still water in other countries?
I'm not sure, really.
I think I remember sometimes they say agua con gas or agua sin gas. I think in Argentina, that's how they called it,
yeah.
Or still or sparkling. So maybe we'll get into that in another episode a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Some of the other things. So, you know, there's two caps. Do you just drink it pure out of the bottle with just the bubbles? Or some people like to put garnishes or flavors into it. Personally, I like.
Okay, so there's more than two ways to drink water. Garnishes.
Well, first of all, what do you think about at the start of our podcast? I think it's pretty dope so far.
I think it's okay. I mean, yeah, it was our first episode. And I also want to say my voice is a lot higher back then.
You think your voice has changed a little bit?
It's changed a little bit. Like, I can tell.
You have a deeper voice now.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
I like a lemon wedge or a squeeze of fresh lemon in my Topo.
I love Topo Chico. That stayed true. Topo Chico with lime. I cannot get enough of that.
There you go.
That also stayed true.
Oh, there's some other garnishes too and stuff people can put, different flavors and stuff. So we'll probably do a deep dive on that. I heard someone even put mint in their Topo Chico. Have you heard of this?
We've yet to do that.
We have yet to do that. So let's get that on the next episode.
Yeah, we have to do that.
We have to do some mint.
Mint and Topo.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to do a deep dive onto the Topo Chico labels, because recently I've been noticing that they have a 125-year anniversary, and they seem to be showing bottles from 1926.
Oh, well, yeah, look at that. Even my label is different than yours. I have the current label, and it looks like you have a classic retro label.
I think I have 1912.
I remember that discussion, James. It was a lot of fun digging into the history of Topo Chico and all of their labels on their anniversary. Yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah, I mean, this episode was pretty good.
It's pretty good for a first episode so far,
pretty
I gotta tell you.
Pretty good for a first episode.
James, before we carry on here, I'll tell you what, I'm getting thirsty, and we just came back from the beach. What's the next water that we're gonna sample here while we listen to episode number one?
Okay, so I'm very intrigued. I'm afraid it might alter the flavor, but I'm willing to take that risk because they're all trash waters anyway. Can we sample both of the power waters?
Okay, so here's the first one. Read
it. So this is Powerade, and they made power waters that are flavored waters with ion electrolytes, vitamins B3, B6, and B12. And we have the flavor berry cherry and also the flavor lemon.
Uh-huh.
And
flavored plus natural flavors. Okay, electrolyte water beverage, zero sugar. What are the ingredients here?
I'm not going to read all of those. It kind of concerns me, but...
Water, less than 0.5% of natural flavors, citric acid, electrolytes, salt, magnesium, and calcium chlorides, potassium sorbate and sodium benzoate, and ascorbic acid and calcium disodium EDTA to protect flavor. Sucralose, vitamins B3, B6, B12.
Yeah, it's kind of concerning how many ingredients there are. I just wanted to point out, we have very different labels.
We do.
Like, very, very different labels. Like, one of them is like, the Powerade is smaller, the other, the Power Water is smaller. And, like, my label has, like, a clear backing. His goes all the way around, full color.
I'll tell you what, James. I'm willing to sample this for the podcast, but I'm not looking forward to drinking this water. I do not like the ingredients. I don't think it's actually water. I'll do it for the pod, but that's the only way.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we get to... A lot of the time, we get to enjoy water on this pod, like, good water. And other times, we gotta be picky bit. Guinea pigs.
Yeah, guinea pigs, and take one for the team here. So, okay. Which one are you going for?
I'm going to start with the lemon.
All right, I'll start with the berry. Or there, pour me some of the lemon. That's enough. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Cheers. Cheers. Oh.
It tastes like medicine, James.
It tastes like medicine. It's like if you mixed flat soda with medicine.
I don't know. I don't think that's going to do well inside of me.
Oh.
That sucralose, you know what that does to you, right?
No.
Makes you poo.
Oh, Jesus. Why do we even do this?
Well, you can either eat beans or you could drink that.
All right, so this one, I'm giving it a 1 out of 10.
Try the berry. That one's 0. 0.
Berry cherry.
Berry cherry. Okay, try this one.
Cheers.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Okay. Oh, my God, it's cough syrup. Oh.
0 bottle caps given. Sorry, Powerade.
They should pay us. They should pay us to try this.
First of all, don't call your stuff water when it's not water. And second of all, that's just gross.
It's so nasty. Please don't buy it. It might look intriguing to you. It might look like, oh, it's like clear Powerade or something. It's somehow worse than Powerade.
James, here we go.
I think I have 1912 label. Wow.
So, speaking of packaging, this is another controversial topic, James, like we got to get into. But, you know, Topo Chico and some of these other high-end sparkling water brands, some of them come in glass and some of them come in plastic.
Oh, and, glass, well, for sure.
I'm in the glass camp as well. You know, if I can't get glass and I can only get plastic, I'll get it. But... I think glass is the way to go. I think it preserves the water better. It tastes better. I don't know, something about holding a glass bottle.
Okay, I just wanted to say, I never see plastic Tapo bottles anymore. They've, like, almost completely switched to glass, and I'm very glad that they did. Yeah, I almost never see plastic bottles for Tapo Chico anymore.
Yeah, and there's a few. They are around, but much more in glass. And I think since episode one all the way through, we've remained true to appreciating water that's in sustainable packaging, either glass or aluminum, and not plastic.
Mm-hmm.
What's this water, James?
This is another trash water. This is Big Chill electrolyzed purified water. Electrolyzed added for taste. And this is going to suck. It's a CVS water. One of two CVS waters we have today. Well, actually, we got all three of these at CVS.
How do you know it's going to suck? It might have some great electrolytes in there.
Oh, yeah. It might have some awesome added preservatives and stuff.
Let's try it.
Yeah, this is gonna be great. Salut.
I don't mind it, James.
Really?
Well, hold on. It's got a little bit of a muddy aftertaste.
I think you just don't mind it because we had the power water.
It's definitely better than the power water.
I hate it. It tastes like plastic and then mud afterwards. I am going to give this same as power water 2 out of 10 because actually. Okay, I hate to give this any higher. I'll give it a 2.5 out of 10, because if I need to drink something, I'll drink it.
Ingredients. Purified water through reverse osmosis and or steam distillation, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, potassium bicarbonate. That's the electrolytes. Yeah, well, James, this water is 1 out of 10 bottle caps for me.
Yeah, I'm changing power water to 0 out of 10 and making this 1 out of 10 because it's possible to drink.
Okay, let's keep going on episode one here.
I don't know, something about holding a glass bottle, it's better. But, yeah. You know, beyond that, if I do get plastic, and you know, James, from seeing how I drink it, oftentimes I'll put it into a glass anyway because I want to have some good quality ice in there, make it cold, pour it over the ice, the sound of it is pretty satisfying and refreshing.
Yeah. Okay, I hate to keep pausing over and over, but, I mean, it's new content anyways.
We're reviewing our first episode, and so far, do you have any critiques to give?
I have some critiques. We seem a little more unorganized and everything, but, I mean, it was our first episode. And that's something that changed over time. You stopped using ice as much when you were drinking bottled waters.
I've actually gone away from ice, especially on the podcast when tasting water. And I did that due to some feedback from a water sommelier.
Yeah.
Millen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and he talked about drinking water at different temperatures and really getting into the flavor of the water as it kind of opens up and goes from either a cold temperature to more ambient. So I've been trying to explore like that as well. I still love a glass of ice water, James. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And we will feature some more very fancy ice cubes on this podcast for sure that we make from some quality spring water. That will happen, especially as we get into the hotter months in the summer here.
Uh-huh. And I just wanted to say, just because we own this podcast, don't think that we don't drink normal water. I have maybe like a glass and a half of fancy water a day, which is a lot. It's a lot, but the rest of my water supply, like other 6 glasses, is normal water.
Well, we're blessed and very lucky here in Southern California. We live in Orange County, and the Orange County Water District is one of the best in the country, if not the world. And we have copious amounts of very good tasting municipal water here.
Yeah.
We filter that through our refrigerator, through a pretty high-end filter that's on it,
uh-huh.
And get the nice cold water coming right out of the fridge, along with the ice that's also been filtered, and it's pretty good. So that's kind of our go-to daily drinker.
Yeah. And then when we're not drinking that, we're drinking Tapo. So.
You bet.
Or something like that.
So the other thing that you can do is you can make your own ice cubes. Or you just use the standard ones out of the freezer, but sometimes if you bake the big square ice cubes, it stays colder longer.
Oh, and it tastes better, in my opinion. I don't know why. I think it evenly distributes the temperature or something. Yeah. I really love that.
We might have an episode on even where you can get.
That doesn't make sense.
No, and I think we're going to have to walk that one back because it's not true.
It's not. It just doesn't make sense. Why did I say that?
It's the experience. Where
you can get Topo Chico and other sparkling water brands, like some of the stores. I know Sprouts is one. The Target by my work sometimes has it, but the ones here don't. Whole Foods, I think, carries it. But then if you go into Ralph's, you're going to have to get the plastic bottles usually.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to shop around a little bit.
That's changed.
That's changed now, right? That's
completely changed.
It's much more available.
Now we always get it from Ralph's, right? Almost every time. And whenever we walk in there, I almost never see plastic bottles for Topo Chico. But when I do see them, it's after I've walked through, like, tons and tons of cases of glass Topo Chico.
What do you think, James? Should we skip ahead a little bit in our episode one review or just keep it going?
Just keep it going.
All right.
You got to shop around a little bit.
You know, I want to tease something that I had. I had an idea for a later episode, which is I feel like we should do a blind carbonated water taste test because, of course, people who carbonated water enthusiasts, I feel that they're going to know the difference. But someone like that doesn't drink.
Did we do that?
We sure did.
We did do that.
We did it. I think on episode 4 or 5, we did it.
Yeah, we did it. It was one of our first taste tests. Mm-hmm. It had Purely Sedona on it.
Sure did.
At San Pellegrino, yep, Perrier, and
Topo Chico,
of course,
Mountain Valley, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't drink carbonated water very often. I feel like they wouldn't understand it at all. So I want to see if we actually know what we're talking about.
I'm down for that, actually, James. Why don't we pencil that in for our very next episode? We'll do a blind taste test. You know, get the different flavors. We can put them in cups and taste them and see who knows what's what, and also rate them on that.
Hey, James, why don't we try this next water?
Yeah, let's do it. Ice Canyon by CVS
Pharmacy. Yeah, it's a spring water, though, right? What's it say?
It is. Is it a spring water? Oh, yeah, it's a natural spring water. Okay.
What's it say on the back there?
Ice Canyon's purity begins with Earth's natural filtration. Each droplet of water travels through the Earth's inner layers, gently emerging as a pristine spring in untouched, protected wilderness. This is where we capture Ice Canyon, the cleanest, purest, tasting spring water imaginable.
Okay, that's some pretty high praise right there.
Okay, CVS.
They're pretty proud of it. The Bubbles podcast host will be the judge of that.
This is a terrible bottle for pouring. Like, it's nice if you're drinking alone.
Yeah, it's a sports bottle with a squeeze top.
Yeah, I can't blame them, though. It's not like they expected to be on the Bubbles podcast, the most world-renowned water podcast.
Cheers, James, to being world-renowned.
Yeah, we're so good at this. We're amazing. We're awesome. Just unimaginably beautiful at our job.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It tastes plasticky.
It just tastes like tap water.
It tastes like tap water that they put in a plastic bottle. And I feel like that's what they did, but I mean, they can't lie.
Definitely not the champagne of water.
On the attributes about the bubbles, how the flavor is, you know, every water, especially spring water, has a different taste. So
that was a good idea.
Yeah, really cool. What brands are we talking about anyway with water? Because there's all kinds of different brands of water, sparkling water.
Well, should we see what we have in our magical mini fridge?
Let's take a look. What do we got in here?
We've got Topo Chico.
The magical mini fridge actually is still here. It's not in the podcast studio, though. It's in the producer and older co-host room. So magical mini fridge is still a thing.
That's where we keep all of our podcast waters.
Yeah, I want an even tinier magical mini fridge for my room. But for some reason, like a 3-can mini fridge costs like $70. It doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Topo Chico.
So our stock's a little bit down right now, but sometimes we get San Pellegrino. Perrier is another one.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Mountain Valley.
I feel like Mountain Valley's fairly underrated. I don't see many people drinking it whatsoever, and I like it.
I think it's a good value, that Mountain Valley.
Okay, so I don't know why I stopped drinking Mountain Valley. Because, I mean, it is a good water, and I stand by what I said. I like it, and it's underrated.
Do me a favor, the next time you're out and about looking at waters, grab some Mountain Valley.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll grab a still and a sparkling, because it's a good water. Yeah. I don't know, and you get bang for your buck and everything.
I'm all about it. Yeah. Let's get some. Get a case.
Do that Mountain Valley, too. You get a little bit more water for your money. One of my coworkers drinks Mountain Valley all the time, but not the sparkling one, the still one only.
Why?
She likes that water, and that's her thing, just like we like Topo Chico. So, you know, I find that a cold Topo Chico is very thirst-quenching, you know?
Oh, satisfying. For sure.
Yeah.
Especially since there's no added carbonation.
Yeah, and now we're getting...
James, I just want to let all of the listeners know that we are not sponsored by Topo Chico or any of these other water brands.
You said not sponsored?
Not sponsored. We're not sponsored.
We're not sponsored. We give honest reviews. But if you want to sponsor us, we'll give you an extra 3 points.
3 bottle caps?
An extra 3 bottle caps.
Come on. We need to remain impartial in our judging.
We are impartial. Sponsor us.
And now we're getting into summertime. Yeah. So even more important that you're getting refreshed, right?
I feel like our entire podcast at this point is just an ad for Topo Chico.
What entire podcast?
We're like, 5-6 minutes into the first episode.
6 minutes into the first episode. I mean, a 6 minute ad for Topo Chico.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of different things in this, but, you know, coming up with a concept for our podcast, we wanted to have something that we know a lot about, we can talk for hours about.
Yeah.
And it's exciting and fun too. So maybe Topo Chico will send us some product or something, right?
Hopefully. Jeez, I'd love that sponsorship.
When you pour your Topo Chico into a glass, what kind of glass do you like to use?
I really love those thin ones that you got. Like, we have these incredibly thin glasses. I forgot what brand they were.
So those are rock glasses, which is like a smaller style cocktail glass, but it's big enough to put some ice in and some Topo Chico in.
Yeah, I really love those. And you also got these octopus glasses as well. Which are, they're a little thicker, but I...
We still use those every once in a while. Normally, we have our Bubbles podcast glasses now, but every once in a while, we still use those on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Those octopus glasses are nice.
Thicker, but I mean, they hold a little more water, and they're really nice to have a little bit of lemon or lime with some nice big ice cubes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I like to go, too, with a little bit of lemon in there. This is going to be a little bit controversial, but I wanted to ask you a question, because 2018, beginning of 2019, there was like a big fad going on in sparkling water, and it wasn't anything to do with Topo Chico. It was something called LaCroix. Do you remember this? What
happened? Oh man, James, we talked about LaCroix on episode 1.
Oh, wow. We still hate LaCroix. You used to love it though. It's what introduced you into sparkling water, isn't it?
You know what else we love?
What?
We love Anchor. We'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. So, we talked about LaCroix on episode 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man. Episode 1, we were hating on LaCroix.
I think so.
And we should keep hating on LaCroix because it sucks.
It's not very good.
It tastes like carbonated poop water.
What's this water we're going to try now, James?
This is hopefully better than LaCroix. It is a huge 1 liter box of water. It's boxed water, and it's called water. It's called Rethink Water Crisp and Cool Pure.
Okay.
And
what's it say on the side there?
No, it's just a ton of BS. It's go outside and play. Climb, hike, run, jump, dive, swim, stretch, reach, sing, leap, explore, discover, swing, stroll, bike, dance, camp, watch, listen, drink, and leave your mark but not a trace. Hashtag live unbottled. Okay, the last part was cool.
Yeah.
Didn't need all of that.
What kind of water is that?
It is ingredients water with a period on the ingredients list. I can't find where it's from, though. It's very damp.
It says here, product of Canada, perfect pH, BPA-free, please recycle. What about, like, a source, purified drinking water from a community water system.
Oh, this is gonna be terrible.
So, some community water system in Canada, I guess. Let's try it, James. Crack it.
Why is the packaging so damp? I just want to say, this packaging does not do well in a fridge, huh? Because it is like, it's very...
sweating.
I guess it's porous or something. It, like, came through.
Alright. Cheers.
Cheers? Question mark?
Yeah, not very good.
It tastes like cardboard.
It tastes like tap water.
It tastes like tap water and, like, not like cardboard, but it just tastes like tap water, really.
Here we go. Oh, bottle cap rating.
2.5 out of 10?
2.5?
Or 3 out of 10. It's drinkable.
Yeah, I'll give you a 3. I'll upgrade from a 2 to a 3 because of the packaging.
Yeah.
Here we go. Episode 1.
Do you remember this? What happened with LaCroix?
My. I'm just going to say it. LaCroix, worst sparkling water.
It's terrible.
I hate it. It's so bad. It's like soda, but if you put it at like maybe 25 cents for an entire 5 liters. It's just terrible. It's so cheap. And
you want to rethink that one, James?
That didn't make sense.
It's like soda, but if you put it at 25 cents for an entire 5 liters.
I meant like if you were to take a can of soda and water it down until it was 5 liters. That's what I meant. So it was okay. Like
that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's what I meant. I didn't mean like a just cheap soda.
Okay, we'll give you a pass on that one.
Yeah.
Cheap and just.
And what's up with those? Like, it tastes like the can, you know, like the aluminum and the flavors that they had. Come on.
Wasn't there a thing that they had? I think it was what you were saying with the rats.
I heard this. So this, we can't substantiate this and we don't want to get slandered, but I heard that there was some weird stuff going on in the LaCroix cans. I read it on the internet that there was like some, I don't know if it was, I think it was bugs. Like there was bug particles in it or something like that. Maybe from the machinery.
I don't get
FDA allowed amount of bug particles.
At a certain amount, parts per million, it's allowed. It passes through.
Yeah, and also rats were in the cans. Or not in the cans, but like in the warehouse.
Allegedly.
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 Allegedly. Don't sue
us. I don't get how, I think it was more of a gateway, I think it was more of a gateway kind of drink, or sparkling water, you know, for other people who haven't experienced good sparkling water yet. And, like, some people loved it so much, they dressed up as it for Halloween,
that's
you know?
Funny.
And then they found out that there's bug particles in it and stuff like that, and they just completely stopped all sparkling water, and that's why there's not many of people like us.
Yeah, hopefully that LaCroix trend, it helped a lot of people, probably, if they, like...
stopped drinking all sparkling water, not stopped all sparkling water. I'm sorry for being a terrible podcast host on my first episode, okay?
You've come a long way, James. You're doing great, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. You've come a long way,
too. Like, you used to drink a lot of soda. Maybe they switched to LaCroix. LaCroix or LaCroix? LaCroix? LaCroix.
It depends where you are. I don't like to say that there's one correct way to say something, like LaCroix or LaCroix or LaCroix. Or the one wrong way to say it, you can't say LaCroix.
LaCroix?
Some people say LaCroix. I why? It's not. It's no. It's just not. It's not LaCroix. Okay? It's LaCroix.
Well,
or LaCroix.
The one thing I like better about Topo Chico than LaCroix, 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 whatever you want to call it, is that they only have one flavor and it's plain. No additives.
That is not true.
Really?
I searched it up. I don't think they sell it in America, but somewhere in Mexico, they sell.
That is not true. They do sell it in America.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
They sure do.
Yep.
There's, what is it, lime?
Twist of lime, twist of grapefruit. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Next podcast?
Come on, Topo. Can we talk about quickly at Silver Lake Ramen? We got some San Pellegrino flavored sparkling water, and they have pretty crazy flavors. They have like cherry and stuff.
It was pretty good.
Where's your cherry, Topo Chico?
Come on, Topo.
Where's your cherry?
They're too busy making hard seltzer that's not Topo Chico.
Hard seltzer.
They sell grapefruit, they sell lime, they sell different flavors.
Topo Chico, really? Wow, yeah. We might have to sample that.
Yeah, I think the reason that we love Topo Chico so much is because it's natural. Or at least it used to be. I don't know. Did they get bought out by the Coca-Cola company?
Well, they did get bought out, but I did a little bit of research on this in preparation for this pod. And, you know, Topo Chico, it goes back, like you said, 125 years. It's from Monterrey, Mexico. I'm not sure where Monterrey is, but I would like to go there one day to the factory. And it comes out of the ground, out of a natural spring there. So the water is still, you know, the fact.
That dream is crushed. When they got bought out by Coca-Cola, you can't visit the factory
anymore. More tours?
No more tours.
Yeah. I think we should skip ahead a little bit.
All right, we can do that. Yeah, because otherwise this podcast would be...
And, I'm and glad you then cut me over off here, not even in the fridge yet, it's five other cases of Topo Chico that have how many? But the thing is, okay, so you know how like around 3 a.m. or something, if you wake up randomly, like normal still water, that's when it tastes its best for some reason?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but with Topo Chico, it's at 8 p.m., right? Which is, you might think, oh, it's not that late because it's not, you know, but it's, and it's not that bad. But the thing you find out, I found this out the hard way, I don't know about you, is that when you drink Topo at 8 p.m., then you wake up to go to the bathroom at like 12 p.m.
Just wait till you get older like me, dude. I definitely have to get up and go pee, but it's good to stay hydrated.
Okay, we can skip through the pee.
And speaking of that, we're going to go on a little break. And we're back.
And we are back.
And listening to more of this episode.
And, I mean, San Pellegrino is good too, but I don't think it compares even close to Topo Chico. And I think Mountain Valley's a little better than that.
If I was, like, on the...
I literally just said at the beginning of this episode that San Pellegrino is a close second to Topo Chico. And now I'm saying it's not even close to Topo Chico, and it's third?
Hey. Look, we didn't know all that much about sparkling water when we started episode one. I think you have a lot more knowledge now.
Yeah, and apparently I was very inconsistent.
I was like on the board of directors of Topo Chico to fix it or something. The only drawback I would say with the bottle caps is you can't reseal it. So you got to commit to you're going to drink that whole bottle, you know, all the way through.
The thing is, I'm actually a really big fan of the small ones. I think you like the larger ones because you're an adult and it's a better serving for you. But I like the small ones. It's about the size of my head. It's a pretty good serving, you know? I'm out of Topo. Why am I still trying to sip it?
These are labeled not for individual sale. So that means they have to sell it in the 12-pack. But have you seen these bottles for sale individually anywhere?
Yeah.
And what was the price point on the individual bottles that you saw?
Like $1.50, they're price gouging or something.
I think they're more than that. Really? I think they're like over $2 for the little one from like a vending machine or from a smart fridge. They really overcharge.
Has that changed, James? Have they come down in price?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They really overcharge for this Topo Chico.
Oh, the smart fridges. Yeah, I can agree on that. I thought I've seen some at like other stores or something like that. I might be wrong. That might be another similar looking bottle. But yeah, the smart fridges, they price gouge everything. Yeah.
It should be less than $1 for the small one and less than $2 for the large one.
I just got to say, overall, I think episode one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
If I had to give it a bottle cap rating, I would give it, for our first ever episode, 7 out of 10 bottle caps.
I don't know if it's just me, like, nitpicking my inconsistencies, but I'd give it, like, a 5.5.
5.5? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's skip ahead a little bit here, see how we end it.
The actual, like, symbol up top with the, like, Native Mexican or the lion. I mean the, like, actual Topo Chico brand. They decided to put, like, snow on top of it or something, and it looks terrible.
So I'm going to attempt to read this retro Topo Chico label. And please, James.
Oh, let's skip through the reading of the label here.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I changed my mind. I think the snow on top of the Topo looks pretty good.
I think it looks good.
I think it looks good.
From my classic glass, rock glass with some ice in it, a little bit of lemon. We'll have to talk about lemon too.
Oh,
Lazy lemon versus regular lemon. Organic regular lemon versus wins. Non-organic lemon, because I have
organic lemon wins.
Seeds versus non-seeds.
Yeah.
Non-seeds wins.
I'd like to get into lemon versus lime.
Oh yeah.
Lime you wins. Know what? I'd also
for sure.
Oh, I'm blanking here. Oh. I'd like to talk about the different flavors of water and different flavorings you can put in water.
Yeah, because I see that there's a case of Perrier peach flavored water here that I have not yet tried, but I have yet to find a flavored Perrier flavor that I like. I don't like any of them.
I think we bought that maybe a couple months ago. I opened it, I tried one, spit it out, and never touched it.
So it's no good.
It's no good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember trying that. It's so bad.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are on a quest for like some flavor in their water. You know what? Water has flavor. Just drink the water.
And also, if you really, really want flavor in your water, do it yourself.
Yeah, squeeze a lime. Do it yourself. Squeeze a lemon. Put some mint.
Take power water, for example. And it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Perrier. But, so... Okay. I'd like to, talk about what we would do with our fundings. I feel like...
What fundings?
Or not fundings. I mean, like, if we actually end up earning any profit from this, we said that we were going to split it 50-50, but I think what we should do...
We've made $8. We have over 1,000 plays. We've made $8. And I keep saying, like, a lot.
That's okay.
It's like the end of
the
episode.
Hey, we didn't get into podcasting because it's such a lucrative thing to do. We got into it because we love it. We're having fun.
But it's not, you know, our motivation is just to talk to each other and talk about Topo Chico and what the things that we enjoy and hopefully connect with some of you guys out there.
I do want to start a stream, though.
That happened.
It sure did. It happened. We had some good episodes out of that.
It was awesome. It is awesome. We still have it, and I'm using it quite a bit.
All right, James. Well, what do you think? I think on a good note for us to wrap it up. So thanks again, everybody, for listening. Tune in for our next episode. We'll try to get one out once per week. Yeah, to you guys.
Maybe twice if we're having special.
Yep, and remember to rate and review us. And until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this was a bubbly good time.
Yeah.
Well, the outro was terrible, James.
That was so bad.
I think we've come a long way with our outros.
Yeah.
What did you think overall?
Okay.
It was pretty good for a first podcast. I'm proud of you and the work you've put into this podcast.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, too.
I can't wait to do 50 more.
Yeah. Episode 100.
Yeah.
The episode where we blow up a Topo Chico bottle or something.
Ooh,
I don't know.
That could be good.
Water versus fire. We make water flammable and then set it on fire and then commit arson.
So how do our listeners get a hold of us if they want to get a hold of us, James?
Our Insta is at TheAbilesPodcast. Our Gmail is at TheAbilesPodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. If you're listening on Anchor, there's a voice message thing at the top of your screen. You can click that and we'll feature you on the podcast. Our TikTok is at TheAbilesPodcast, and that's about it.
Until next time.